The main message they're getting is essentially to just worry about it later, right? To just think about that later, not get too serious, and the focus needs to be exclusively on career, especially throughout one's 20s, with the clear implication that there's this other life that's just sort of waiting for you in the wings, meaning men and marriage, when you're ready. That has proven to be absolutely disastrous for most women. These are women who bump up against the age of 30, right? And they start at that point to be thinking and feeling very differently than they did just 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And all of a sudden they have marriage and babies on their mind. And they start looking around at that point thinking, oh, I guess I better hurry up and get married if I want to have kids. And at that point, the pool of available men that they would like to marry has dwindled considerably. And they have to start figuring out all this stuff that they need to do in terms of how do you organize and structure career, money, and love, and all of those things when I'm up against the clock. And my message with this book is basically, hey, that's not the time to be doing this. That's when you'll end up making bad decisions because you're under the gun, for one thing, and you're going to be less able to coordinate or map out a life at that point that you want, because a lot of people, for example, end up, you know, you hear about women, a lot of mothers who feel trapped in that they have to work and they'd rather be home. And part of that has to do with the decisions that they made in their 20s.